very happy. There's a bunch of lads here that are a very nice bunch of lads. They're from all over the county. No airs and graces about them. You know, we talked to them at half time, and, you know, you have to say fair play to them. They came out and, they stood up and played very hard, played very well. And, you know, they're very proud of their achievement, and fair play to them, you know. Like, we were after score 1-4 in a row, but, like, for 4 years before that, we were losing them to Monaghan and Cavan, and, like, we were finding it very tough. It seems very easy at the minute, but, God, like, you take them and you enjoy them, and we intend to enjoy it.
And I know the competition has kind of stalled at national level. There has been talks maybe of revising it, but it hasn't happened. What is that it now?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at it tonight. We're going to enjoy it as if it's the last one that'll ever be played. Be it that there'll be another one next year, I don't know. That was one of the things I said to the boys this morning. You know, there's a very proud tradition of vocational school football in Donegal. You know, 80% of the fellas that have All-Ireland medals also have vocational school medals. And I said to them, you know, the chance could be that this could be the very last one. They all look back proudly on it. Every past Donegal footballer that I speak to look back proudly on the vocational school days. And they had the chance tonight to walk away with the very last one. And I... You know, it's a high possibility that could be the case. Now, hopefully not, but it's a high possibility that would be the case.